Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. So by the end of the show, I think we will successfully be able to explain what exactly the NBA All-Star Game is doing and how you're going to be able to watch it and what it all means.
You know what they've done? In all seriousness, they've taken what should just be a very emotional and wonderful tribute, whether it's video or whatever, and they've turned it into a gimmick! A gimmick!
A mockery, for sure.
You know what you know what this is? This is classically. You find it in all businesses. When, you know, the big corporate people have it, and they hand it to, like, not an intern, but, like, one of the little, you know, ideas person. A little geeky person that thinks, and he just overdoes it, or she overdoes it, and they think, wow, that's really insight, that's really cool, and it's overdone.
Well, and now
I don't even get it.
And now we're getting into areas where I saw a report that there's some petition going around to get Gigi Bryant a banner hung in the rafters of the Staples Center. I mean, like, look, this is all tragic. It's awful. I've been soaking it all up, but come on, let's not be ridiculous. We can try to explain the NBA All-Star Game stuff to you a little bit later on the show.
No, we're not going to.
No, we can't.
No.
We have to solve it. We solve things even we don't want to.
That's true, actually.
All right. Mm-hmm. The Bogey and Wojo Show, 97.1 The Ticket. Now, I want to get right to this because there was, I don't know, a few interesting things that I saw on the internet today, okay? Mm. And, of course, everything you read on the internet is true. So,
of course it is.
On one hand, you had the obvious take that I saw online, right? Where it was Dan Orlovsky speaking with, reporters down in Miami ahead of the Super Bowl on Sunday. And Orlovsky said what? I don't even have to tell you, Woj. What did Dan Orlovsky say?
Oh, Stafford's a great quarterback. Just get him some help and he'll be great.
There you go. Okay. Stafford, the Lions should stick with Matthew Stafford. They shouldn't opt to go for Tua Tagovailoa or any other rookie quarterback, okay? Breaking news, all right? So we got that, right? But there was another interesting little twist on that, okay? Because Kyle Mankey, of course, who writes for MLive, covers the Lions, is down there for the Super Bowl, as he is every year. And I'm convinced Kyle just goes for the food, but that's neither here nor there.
Who wouldn't?
Mankey tweeted that over the last 2 weeks, okay, everyone he's talked to about Matthew Stafford has said Detroit should stick with him as their quarterback. Again, same thing like Orlovsky, not go with Tua, not go with another rookie QB. He said the following: the exception, Nate Burleson. Of course, the former Lions wide receiver is now an analyst on Good Morning Football and NFL Network.
He's very good.
He went on to tweet, Burleson loves Stafford, but at some point you have to get a cheaper QB. Okay? End of tweet.
So he's going more on the money angle than the Stafford injury, or Stafford hasn't won the, or any of those angles.
Which to me feels like a way of him saying it without necessarily having to dog Stafford that he hasn't gotten the job done. So I want to ask this to open up the show. Are you team everyone in football and captained by Dan Orlovsky, who seems to believe that Matthew Stafford has to be your quarterback, got to be the guy, you got to go with him? Or are you team Nate Burleson? We'll call him the pizza guys. Are you team Burleson and thinking, you know what? If you haven't won anything at this point, isn't there a time where you just kind of shift gears and go, maybe you look in another direction? Which side of it are you on right now as a Lions fan? The phone number is 248-539-9797. We got the ticket text here at 97136.
So you got Orlovsky and Burleson, former Lion on former Lion crime, going at it.
Mm-hmm.
And listen, I do believe that the preponderance, the majority of NFL people, think the Lions are going to just stick with Stafford and do something else with the pick. I do. I also believe there is, and I don't base this just on little tidbits that you see on Twitter, the Fort Lauderdale guy that puts out a Stafford rumor every day. but just logically, I think there is momentum building in that direction, because I think logically you're going to hear more about Tua being okay, being fine, health-wise, better and better and better. And you are going to, you know, people will be downgrading. If Tua does well, we'll be downgrading Okuda or the Auburn defensive tackle compared to a quarterback. You're going to watch a Super Bowl where each of the teams went and found a quarterback at a high level. Garoppolo was somewhat unproven, but still was very touted.
And they paid him immediately, so it's not like he's on a rookie deal.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. And you see the benefit of it. So, yeah, I think, so which team would I be on there? Team Burleson.
Team Burleson. Pizzas for everyone. Mm-hmm. The phone number is 248-539-9797. And look, I know I'm not this big Tua honk like you are. I mean, you're literally wearing a Tua Tagovailoa jersey right now. And I you've worn that several days in a row. I don't know if you've washed it. It's not necessarily for that reason. But I guess the way that I look at it is, okay, Matthew Stafford hasn't been a part of the problem. Like, he really hasn't. Stafford has been a model citizen. He's been incredible on and off the field. He's worked hard. The city loves him. And the team hasn't been like 2-14 or 0-16 like it was when, you know, he obviously got here into Detroit. So he's done some decent things. But this isn't about just being kind of relevant. It's about doing more. It's about playoffs. It's about, so if you haven't done it in 11 years, how do you not sit back and go, okay, it's time. It's time to make that call, that decision as an organization, and just go, if it's Tua, if it's Burrow, if it's Herbert. No, wait, I don't want Herbert. If it's somebody else other than Stafford, I think that's where I'm coming from. I'm not coming from the vantage point of, oh my gosh, Tua Tagovailoa is this unbelievable guy. You got to get him. He's going to be incredible. He's going to change everything. I just look at it from, Stafford's been here forever, hasn't done it. Why not?
Okay,
see,
but
if,
say,
somebody else can.
But if Tua's medicals don't check out very well, you wouldn't still say move on from Stafford, would you? No.
Probably not, just because there wouldn't be a pathway to it immediately.
Exactly.
Yes.
And in some ways, and I'm like you, I don't all blame Stafford, and it's all at all, not at all. But in many ways, because he's about to turn 32, he's been here 12 years, and they haven't won with him, the Lions are kind of a prisoner of Stafford. They're a prisoner of his contract, which prevents real easy movement. They're a prisoner of his status, face of the franchise, good guy. And they're a prisoner of his promise. There's still many people that think, right chance, he will boom. He will be one of the greats. And prisoner to those three things, it's fine for 7 years, 8 years, 9 years, 10 years. Forever? You know what? When you're a prisoner to that, you're paralyzed by it.
Yeah.
You are. I literally think, and the Lions are paralyzed by it. They don't know what to do.
They don't.
And after 6-17, I'll tell you, the main scar the Lions have that makes them paralyzed to do a big, bold move like that. The scar. No, I'm not telling you now. I'll tell you at 6-17 is when I'll tell you. 248-539-9797. Ticket text is the 97136.
Which camp are you in? Are you in Camp Orlovsky? Oh, Matthew, he's so beautiful. Look at him. He's an unbelievable quarterback. You can't possibly move on from him. Keep building.
Wait, is that Orlovsky or Martha you're
doing?
That's
Orlovsky.
This? Okay.
And, actually, it kind of might be a little bit of a hybrid there. And then you also have the Nate Burleson, who... He says, hey, you know what? At some point, you got to go cheaper with the quarterback. He hasn't gotten it done. You know, maybe that would be something that would be the right thing to do. The other, I guess, side of this is Tua was at the Super Bowl today, like Radio Row today. His agent was down there.
Lee Steinberg.
Moving and walking all the way around. Did you make sure, by the way, you're on his email list for when the medicals...
Okay,
I just wanted to make
sure. Send me the pictures. I need to see them.
So they're both down there throughout Super Bowl week. And apparently Tua's agent was asked about, you know, the best situation. What would be the best situation for Tua coming in as a rookie in the NFL? And his agent made what I deem to be a very interesting comment, in which he stated he thinks that it would be best for his client to go to a team where he can sit out for a year, learn from the quarterback that's out there on the field playing, get completely healthy, make sure he's not rushed into action, and then eventually take over, i.e. the Alex Smith, Patrick Mahomes, or potentially Matthew Stafford, Tua Tagovailoa situation.
Steinberg has said that, and that makes sense. You're looking out for your client. You don't want all the pressure on him, and especially if he's still recovering. That does make me a tiny bit squeamish. Like,
because he might not be healthy.
Like, oh, he knows, like, maybe the agent knows that, you know, it wouldn't be good for him to start the season. And I don't know if he knows, and I don't know if they know, because I don't know if they know if they've got the pictures completely back or any of that knowing.
They don't know that they know.
If he suspects something or knows something, then that would be what you'd put out. You know, understand, you're going to get a great quarterback, but, you know, you got to take some time with him. Let him heal up. That's the one thing that gives me, and you know what? That's the thing that gives everybody pause that has pause. If you have pause, you got pause.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.